warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil karim wa sahbihi wa atba'il humati lad-dinil qawim. Wa qala rabbi syrah li wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tamim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين صدق الله العظيم إن الحمد لله تعالى all praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah for the many favors that He has blessed us with, those that we receive and recognize, and those that we receive and yet do not recognize. Indeed, the ni'mat and the favors and the fadilat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are tremendous upon us. And amongst the ni'mat and the favors of Allah is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us believers, and likewise all human beings, the endurance of test. To endure what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bring forth before us as a means to test us or to try us in some way or the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not in any way meant by these tests or trials as it to be a azab or a punishment. And it should not be meant to be an azab or a punishment in the way of a calamity that is caused because of consequences that people who disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that earns the wrath of Allah by their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such events and such calamities, such adab, took place amongst many of the Prophet Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam upon the preaching towards their people and their denial of Allah and their denial to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought his adab upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed an entire qawm, an entire village, community by the mere command, and it is destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings test. And He mentions in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us for many things. And these things may be personal to us or related to us one way or the other. And these are from our loss of wealth, the loss of family or relatives or near and dear one, from the time of hunger, of starvation, and so many other things mentioned about a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is important about test is the outcome, the endurance, and the efforts and the benefits that we derive out of these tests. What is derived out of a test? If we are doing some type of work, carpentry or some type of work, and a tool that we are holding in our hand happens to fall on our toe, on our feet, what reaction the body would do? Immediately, without thinking twice or doing any type of thing, we will rush to that tool and seek to mend or to put whatever we can to ease the pain. This sort of action is one, looking at the circumstance, dealing with the issue of the tool being damaged, whatever it may be. But also there's a reaction in the body, in our feelings. One, we feel hurt. If a small child is affected by some damage or hurt or injury, that child not only thinks about the wound or the injury, but also shows that in a manner of a loud cry. And by that cry and that way, an affection is drawn. An affection by that one whom would love this child. And immediately will run to the rescue of this child and would seek to assist in solving and aiding in whatever way they can to ease the plight and difficulty. So the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His test to us, He wants to look at our endurance. He wants to see and to recognize those who would trust in Him, those whose reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100%. That we do not turn to anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. Allah is the protector. Allah is the healer. And therefore, implore the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of a test. Implore the help of Allah to give us guidance during this time of trial and test. And to thank Allah at the outcome of the test. And many a times, when a test would come to us, we would cry. We would wail out. We would say, why me? So many other people having such nice times. Why? And I am devoted to my deen. I am so much involved in your ibadat and worship, O Allah. And why do you bring such hardship upon me? Why do you bring such difficulties upon me? This sort of test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us in it a great, great amount of blessings and a great wisdom in the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who He loves. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servant, He will continue to test them. He will continue to test them and to see and for them to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they're really devoted and in love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمُ مُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know the eventual outcome. And Allah knows the eventual outcome of each and every one of us. Allah's knowledge is perfect in respect to the time of the test, the attitude and the behavior of the person who is enduring this test, and the outcome of this test. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us. He treats us as His most beloved thing. That He tests us in such a manner that He loves us. He wants us to return to Him in a manner without sins. Free from sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us through these tests, so that time on Yawmul Qiyamah, when we rise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ajr and the reward for the endurance of the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that on the day of judgment, on Yawmul Qiyamah, we will not even have to stand the test of any questioning on that day. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter us into His Jannah, in paradise, without reckoning. This is a ni'mat and a favor upon those who you test, who He will give His trials upon. In the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lovely narration is mentioned. It says, Ata ibn Abi Ribah, he says, Qala li ibn Abbas, he said, that he mentioned, shall I show you a woman who is from amongst the women of paradise? Shall I show you this woman who is a black woman from amongst the women of paradise? Fakultu, and I said, Bala, of course, show me this woman who would be from amongst the women in paradise. Fakala, and he said, Hadhal maru'u sawda'u. This black woman atat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This black woman, she came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqalat, and she said, Inni usiri'u in antakashafu fadu'ullaha ta'ala li. She says, O Messenger of Allah, I seek your dua and your supplication upon my sickness, that which I am suffering from, which she was in a case being epileptic. And she asked Allah, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free me from this sickness. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, فَدُعُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَ لِي. So she said, make dua for me. Qala, he said, إِن شِئْتُمْ صَبَرْتِ وَلَكَ الْجَنَّةُ إِن شِئْتُ دَعَوْتُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَ. He says, if you want to have and endure patience in this test and in this sickness, and you enjoy it with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, if you do like this, for you is paradise. If you endure this test, for you will be paradise. And if you want, wa in shi'ti, and if you want, da'awtu Allah ta'ala, I will make dua to Allah, ay yu'afiyya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you from your sickness. That Allah will remove your sickness. Faqalat, she said, Isbiru, isbiru, wa asbiru, I will be patient. I will endure, and I will take this hardship, and I will seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because she knows such a great opportunity is presenting her, be presented to her by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a choice of Jannah, and to endure such a little test. Inni atakashafu fadu'u Allah an la atakashafa fada'a laha. And so she says, I don't want this dua, but I want to remain in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me Jannah. That Allah will grant me Jannah. What we endure on the face of this earth, whatever test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated in that hadith, what is the reward, what is the benefit for a little endurance of sickness? Even in the time when there is a plague, when there's an outbreak of a disease or some sort of calamity in a community, like we have a little fear for dengue and yellow fever in this time, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also gives an advice in relationship to plagues and the fear from its outcome. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even in that, do not leave, do not run away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by its means, by bringing about such, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who would endure and stay in patience in such a condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, for such a person, kataballahu lahu illa kana lahu mithla ajri shaheed. That if such a person endures that test and he even gets sick by the disease or the plague that is in that community and he dies in the state of being a shaheed. This is the reward for the endurance of such. Yes, it is wise that we protect ourselves and safeguard ourselves from sickness and do all of these things. But the real fear and the real tawakkul and the real trust should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should even look at the outcome and the benefit and the thawab and the reward. If this perchance happened to come my way, this sickness or this disease happened to come my way, what will be my condition? What do I do? Should I just give up? Should I just think, well, this place is just full of this problem, should I run away and don't ever come back? The Rasul says, this reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, for every endurance of any kind for a believer, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not and will not neglect his servants, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to give us by these means a benefit, a rahmat, a mercy, a fadilat, a favor, such a thawab, such a reward, that he wants his servant to return to him in a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would indeed love to see us in. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us this strength, this ability to seek that favor in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put when he gives us a test. That we should not think, well, this is the end of me, I cannot move on, I don't know what to do else, a next test again, why me, why me? We always complain and bring woe and punishment and hardship and difficulties when we do not look at the favor of Allah, even though it may seem to us as hardship. But in every benefit Allah, every test Allah brings a benefit for us. Let us understand it, let us use it as a benefit. Even the prophets of Allah, Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a test on his physical condition of sickness, and even then he mentions that this is a rahmat and a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, and at least leave my tongue so that I can continue to do your tasbih, your praise, your dhikr, your remembrance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and gave him that thawab and reward. But it's for us to recognize that the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make us become better human beings, better mu'min, better believers, and for us to shed tears for our affection in our hearts, to recognize Allah. Allah wants to see how much we can submit to him, and how much we love him, and how much we can beg from him, and how we can really subdue ourselves and understand that we are totally dependent on Allah for everything. And that is how obedience to Allah by means of test is, that we should always raise our hands in dua. And oh Allah, we are still dependent on you. We need you, Allah. Help us, guide us, protect us, bless us, and keep us all on the straight path. This is what the dua and the test is about. That we should not give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always keep our firm iman, tawakkul, dua, and our ibadah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and me. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.